make it. We can make it if it's real. Heart to heart, we can make it just by saying what we feel. We can learn, share our trouble. We can love each other double. Heart to heart, we can make it if we try. Heart to heart, we can make it if we try. Thank you. Okay, this is one that I did last year again. I might as well play it safe. And it's called Y'all Come. And when I say y'all come, oh Lord, y'all are supposed to say y'all come. It sounds so corny, but y'all are supposed to do it. When you live in the country, everybody is your neighbor. On this one thing you can rely, they'll always come to see you and never, never leave you, not saying y'all come to see us by and by. Y'all come, oh, y'all come, shout it. Oh, you all come to see us when you can. Y'all come, y'all come. Oh, you all come see us now and then. We got kinfolks coming, Lord, they're coming by the dozen and eating everything from soup to hay. And right after dinner, they ain't looking any thinner, but you'll still hear them say, y'all come, y'all come. Oh, you all come to see us when you can. Y'all come, y'all come, oh, you all come see us now and then. Well, Grandma's wishing that they come out to the kitchen and help her do the dishes right away. But they all started leaving, even though she's a-grieving, you'll still hear Grandma say, y'all come, y'all come loud. Oh, you all come to see us when you can. Y'all come, y'all come. Oh, you all come see us now and then. Yes, you all come see us when you can. Okay, thank you very much. You did good.
Yeah, moving the piano. We didn't set you way up the hill to make you keep your distance. If you feel comfortable there, that's just great. Do you feel comfortable the way you're seated? If you don't, the reason we didn't set the chairs down closer in the beginning, well, there was in that big rain last week, oh boy, we had a mud hole and we had to fill it in here. Well, it's dried up now, and that little old drizzle this afternoon didn't amount to much. But if you want to, if some of you people up the hill there, if you want to come down and fill in here, feel free to do so. And let's welcome a veteran singer, an old gentleman, about 12 years old, Jerry Lawrence Bullard of White Springs. His accompanist is Virginia Daniel. He's just 11.
First song I'm gonna sing is called When the Work's All Done This Fall. A group of jolly cowboys discussing things at ease. One says, if you'll listen, boys, if you will listen, please. I am an old gal puncher, and here I'm dressed in rags. I used to be a tough one and go on great big jags. Though I've got a home, boys, a good one you all know. Though I haven't seen it since a long, long time ago, I'm going on back home, boys. very night that cowboy went out to stand his guard. The night was dark and dreary and storming very hard. The cattle all got frightened and rushed on a great stampede. This cowboy tried to head them while running at full speed. But his cattle horse did stumble, and upon him he did fall. And he'll not see his mother when the work's all done this fall. Picked him up so gently and laid him on his bed. His face was beat and mangled, they all thought he was dead. But he opened up his blue eyes and looking all around, he spoke to his comrades who were sitting on the ground. Says Jack, you can have my pistol. Bill, you can have my bed. Joe, you can have my saddle after I am dead. 'Cause I've got another homeboys, I can hear my master's call. And I'll not see my mother when the work's all done this fall. They buried poor Charlie at sunrise, no tombstone for his head. Just a little board, and this is how it read. This cowboy died at sunrise, he died from a fall. And he'll not see his mother when the work's all done this fall. Next song I'm gonna sing is Fox Went Out on a Chilly Night. Fox went out on a chilly night, prayed for the moon to give him light. It meant he meant to go that night, for he reached the town, oh, town. The town, oh. He ran till he came to a great big bin where the ducks and the geese were put therein. Couple of you will grease my chin before I leave this town, oh, town, oh, town, oh. A couple of you will grease my chin before I leave this town, oh. He grabbed the gray goose by the neck and throwed a duck across his back. He didn't mind their quack, 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 and the legs all dangling down, oh, down, oh, down, oh. He didn't mind their quack, 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 and their legs all dangling down, oh. Then old mother flip-flopper jumped out of bed. Out the window she cocked her head, cried, "John, John, the gray goose is gone and the fox is on the town, oh, town, oh, town, oh." Cried, "John, John, the gray goose is gone and the fox is on the town, oh." Then John, he went to the top of a hill. He blowed his horn both loud and shrill. Said the fox, he said, "I better flee with my kill, or I'll soon be on my trail, oh, trail, oh, trail, oh." The fox, he said, "I better flee with my kill, or I'll soon be on my trail, oh." Then he cried till he came to his cozy den. There were the little ones, 8, 9, and 10. Said, "Daddy, better go back again, 'cause must be a mighty fine town, oh, town, oh, town, oh." Said, "Daddy, better go back again, 'cause it must be a mighty fine town, oh." Then the fox and his wife, without a strife, they cut up the goose with a fork and knife. They never had had such a supper in their life, and the little ones chewed on the bones, oh, bones, oh, bones, oh. They never had such a supper in their life, and the little ones chewed on the bones, oh. Mmm. Next song I'm gonna sing is called Old Blue. I had an old dog, and his name was Blue. And I bet you $5, he's a good dog too. Sing, come on. Chase that possum up Simon tree. Blue looked at the possum. Possum looked at me. Singing, come on, Blue. You can have some too. They begged that possum. Good and brown. Laid them sweet taters all round and round. Sing, come on, Blue, or you can have some too. Now old Blue died, and he died so hard, and he jarred the ground. In my backyard, singing, go on, Blue, I'm coming too. I dug his grave with a silver spade and laid him down with a golden chain. Sing and go on, Blue, I'm coming too. When I get to heaven, first thing I'll do, grab my horn and blow for old Blue. Sing and come on.
No. Wasn't that great? Let's give him another hand. I guess some folks are just naturally born to sing, aren't they? And Skip Johns and the Travelers are just naturally born to play bluegrass. Let's welcome Skip Johns and the Travelers. Skip, just 1 second while I make an important announcement. Where is that bus from? Newport Richey Recreation Bus is ready to leave, and one passenger is missing. You better run. Catch your bus. Might have to sleep with the coons and the possums tonight. The Newport Richey Bus is ready to roll. Come on.
I'll lower this one down just a little bit right here. Can you hear me?
Good.
How about this one?
He's big around the middle and he's broad across the rump, running 90 miles an hour, making 30 feet a jump. Ain't never been caught, he ain't never been treed. Some folks say he looks a lot like me. Bear tracks, bear tracks, looking back. Better get your rifles buzzed before it's too late. Bear's got a little pig headed through the gate. He's big around the middle and he's broad across the rump, running 90 miles an hour, making 30 feet a jump. Ain't never been caught, he ain't never been treed. Some folks say he looks a lot like me. Money and I bought me some bees and I started making honey way up in the tree. Cut down the tree, but my honey's all gone. Old Slewfoot's done made himself at home. He's big around the middle and he's broad across the rump, running 90 miles an hour, making 30 feet a jump. Ain't never been caught, he ain't never been treed. Some folks say he looks a lot like me. So where can he go? We'll chase him up the gully and we'll run him in the well. Then we'll shoot him in the bottom, just listen to him yell. He's big around the middle and he's broad across the rump, running 90 miles an hour, making 30 feet a jump. He never been caught, he ain't never been treed. Some folks say he looks a lot like me. Some folks say he looks a lot like me.
Thank you very much. Good evening. Glad to see so many of you here tonight. Oh, we really appreciate it. I thought for a while we'd be rained out today, but I see we haven't been, and it's very nice. Very nice. I understand this year, also for the first time, that they're recording this on videotape, and it'll be broadcast on public television on the PBS broadcast stations in the state of Florida. This next one we'd like to do is an old Bill Monroe tune, probably a little bit different version than you've heard. This is one called Blue Moon of Kentucky. Shine on the one that's gone and proved untrue. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. It was on one moonlight night, the stars were shining bright, and they whispered from on high, your love has said goodbye. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and said goodbye. It was on one moonlight night, the stars shining bright, and they whispered from on high, your love said goodbye. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining, shine on the one that's gonna say goodbye. Thank you. In case this is the first time some of you have seen us, How many of you, this is the first time you've seen us, ever? We got the front row. How about that? That's fine. I'd like to introduce everybody to you right now. And what's his name again? Over on the bass is the newest member of our group, and for those of you who have seen us before, this is probably the first time you've seen him here, mainly because this is the first year he's been with us here. This is Mark Wilson from Lake City.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah, that's Mark's mother. Standing directly behind me is one of the finest fiddle players you'll ever want to meet. From Jacksonville, Florida, Buddy Harvey. Standing next to me on rhythm guitar, and again, one of the best in the business, I would say, my father, Claudie Johns. Hey!
Probably some of you know this guy over here with the banjo. I think Lake City should be real proud of this young man. He undoubtedly is one of the finest banjo pickers in the nation. And I say that from the bottom of my heart. And not only that, not only does it the finest way, but he does it the hard way, upside down and backwards. I'd like to introduce to you Mr. Skip Johns.
Ready? Walking shoes.
My walk shoes don't fit me anymore. My walk shoes don't fit me anymore. Stay on your side of town, honey, I won't be around. My walk shoes don't fit me anymore.
It's a long way from here to over yonder. My feet are getting mighty sore. Ain't coming back, you've made your mind to wander. My walking shoes don't fit me anymore.
My walking shoes don't fit me anymore. My walking shoes don't fit me anymore. Stay on your side of town, honey, I won't be around. My walking shoes don't fit me anymore.
Long time gone from you, baby. You'll never hear me knock upon your door. Thought you were worth it once, but I was crazy. My walking shoes don't fit me anymore.
My walking shoes don't fit me anymore. My walking shoes don't fit me anymore. Stay on your side of town, and I won't be around. My walking shoes don't fit me anymore.
We'd like to do one more for you because time is running short. We'll be back tomorrow night about 10:30 if you're up. I don't know, the way some of these things run, they run until 4 o'clock in the morning. Still going strong, which is not bad. This is a tune that's been real popular over the last couple of years. This is it. Now for our next one. No, I guess everybody expects me to say Foggy Mountain Breakdown. Well, That's true, too. It's one of the best banjo tunes in the world. We'll play it tomorrow night for you if any of you are back. It's one called Dueling Banjos. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Is Elliot Hancock here? It's a pleasure and an honor to have Elliot Hancock come all the way from Suffolk, Virginia to play for us. He plays the dulcimer. And it's real fascinating. We have more dulcimer players on this program than we've ever had in the 22 years that we've been running. This is the 23rd year of the Florida Folk Festival. And he played, and Elliot was the first one to play the mouth bow for us. Let's welcome Elliot Hancock of Suffolk, Virginia.
Thank you. My mouth bow is packed in my truck, but I've got it. I'll use it tomorrow morning at the mini concert if anybody's curious to know what a mouth bow is. I just saw the program a minute ago and found that it was in there, and I've got it handy. Most of you, I think, know what a dulcimer is by now. A few people have asked me since I've been on the grounds what they were, and I'll tell you a little bit about it in a minute. But first thing I want to do is a fiddle tune that sounds kind of different on the dulcimer than it does on the fiddle, but I wish I could play a fiddle and I can't. So the closest I can come to it is a dulcimer. This is called Fiddler's Dram. Dance all night, the bottle in your hand. Long about day, give the fiddle a dram. Give the fiddle a dram, give the fiddle a dram. Long about day, give the fiddle a dram. Old hen cackle, cackling lot. Old hen cackle, cackling lot. Old hen cackle, cackling lot. Next time she cackled, she was in the pot. Granny, will your dog bite? No, child, no. Granny, will your dog bite? No, child, no. Granny, will your dog bite? No, child, no. Done pulled the biter off a long time ago. When I told them what I was going to do, I must have been out of my mind, because all three songs are in different tunings, and one of the things I hate to do most is tune, and I'm sure that's one of the things you hate to listen to most. But I'm going to change the order of the songs a little bit because the tuning's a little bit easier to reach. And as I said earlier, this is a mountain dulcimer, and it's only got four strings on it, so that makes it about the easiest stringed instrument there is to play, especially when you know that you only have to put your finger on two of those four strings and and strum all of them. So it makes it a lot easier when you only have to think about what you're going to do with two strings. And you play those two strings just like they were one string, so that makes it that much easier. So all you have to do is think about what you're going to do with one string. And this is the easiest stringed instrument there is to play. Maybe that's why there's so many people playing the dulcimer now, Cousin Thelma. This is called Cumberland Gap. Lay down, boys, take a little nap. Lay down, boys, and take a little nap. Lay down, boys, take a little nap. We're gonna raise hell in the Cumberland Gap. Me and my wife and my wife's pap. Me and my wife and my wife's pap. Me and my wife and my wife's pap. We all live down in the Cumberland Gap. Cumberland Gap with its hills and rocks. Cumberland Gap with its hills and rocks. Cumberland Gap with its hills and rocks. Home of the panther, bear, and fox. Dr. Walker was an English chap. Dr. Walker was an English chap. Dr. Walker was an English chap. The worst man in Cumberland Gap. Oh, Aunt Dinah, if you don't care, I'll leave my little jug sitting right here. If it ain't there when I get back, if it ain't there when I get back, if it ain't there when I get back, there's gonna be cane raising Humbling Gap. Well, old Aunt Dinah took an awful spell. Old Aunt Dinah took an awful spell. Old Aunt Dinah took an awful spell. Broke my little jug all to hell. Thank you. This last tune is an older British ballad. It's called The Butcher's Boy. It's played in a minor tuning. Originally, dulcimers were played with a little wooden stick that they would slide on the strings, and a feather was used as a pick. And their feathers a lot more tricky to use. Some people have gotten quite good at it, but I learned to play guitar first, and a pick was more comfortable to me. But this will show you what this sounds like. She went upstairs to make her bed, and not one word to her mother said. Her mother she went upstairs to, said, "Daughter, oh daughter, what troubles you? Mother, oh mother, I cannot tell, the butcher's boy I love so well. There is a place in London town, that butcher's boy goes and sits down. He takes some strange girl on his knee, and he tells to her what he won't tell me. Her father, he came home from work, said, "Where is daughter? She seems so hurt." He went upstairs to give her hope, and he found her hanging from a rope. He took his knife and he cut her down, and on her bosom these words he found: "Go dig my grave both wide and deep, put a marble stone at my head and feet. On my coffin carve a snow-white dove, to tell the world I died for love." Thank you.
Thank you, Elliot. I hope all of you who haven't bought a program will buy a program. This is one reason you ought to buy one, because the next group of ethnic dancers, are pictured on the cover. The pictures were taken about 20 years ago, and it's thrilling to me that the young people from around Mazarik Town and Newport Richey area of Florida keep alive the dances that came across the waters from Czechoslovakia with their early ancestors who settled this country. Let's welcome now to the stage the Beseda dancers of Mazarik Town. Careful, careful. Hey, watch it, boy.